I mean, I am up close on the line. It's just, you know, they kicked it the other way. They have me, CJ, Cavante, Micah can come up. We have a lot of guys. All the guys that are on there can catch the ball. We have tight ends in the front. We all have a lot of faith on everybody up there. So,
can you come around here? Is it easy to block out the criticism on a weekend like this?
Yeah, I really don't. Even if we win, I really don't pay attention to what people on the outside say. It's nothing. What we take is that people from the outside don't really know what we're doing, don't know what's going on. They don't know how we're practicing. They're not out here practicing with us. So it's very easy to just be like, you know, they really don't know. But it's always going to bother some people, especially younger guys. It's kind of harder to bleep that out. But, I mean, we got to focus on what we got to do.
Cocktail, and you were talking about you and Micah and Cavante being back there on the hand scenes. When you have the guys up front, do you tell them anything about if the ball's coming right at them to, like, go for it, or is it something where you just have them?
We coach. The coaches coach. If you the ball's coming screaming at them, let it go. Let the guys in the back handle it, because, you know, obviously it will slow down by then. But if it's, you know, able to be filled, like if it's just a slow dribble to take it, but it's their call, and, you know, it's just unfortunate we didn't get it.
One that play, was it something where maybe you guys were lined up too far back then to be able to come up and get it in time?
No, I don't think we were lined up too far back. It was just an unfortunate play, I think. Nobody really has any type of excuse or anything. It just happened, so I don't know. But, I just think that it was just an unfortunate play, and I think we're going to learn from it. So.
You look like you smelled it out. I mean, you were on your way over there, I think, as soon as it was coming, before the rest of your team.
Steve Staggs pointed out that there's another kicker out there. And, you know, that just gives him, you know, he's studied a lot of film on kickoff, so he knows, he could tell by the number who the kicker were and everything. He told me, he's like, there's another kicker in there. So when another kicker moved, I just moved with him and tried to stop the middle dribble. So just trying to do my part to help. Everybody has to do their part to help the team for that. So
I mean, that was kind of like a grounder to short, you know, in that area there. I mean, so for George and for Zach, I think Zach took out two guys. Mm-hmm. But and that's, hey, when it's coming that hard, don't hit it. Otherwise, they'll ricochet right back to them. I mean, is that kind of what you've been discussing?
I mean, yeah, we work on that all the time. I mean, it's something we work on every Thursday. It's after every Thursday and Friday, and it's just something that it just happened. We're gonna learn from it. I don't know how to explain it, what happened, but you know, it's we know better now. So.
They're added incentive now, considering Minnesota the last couple of years has executed onside kicks against you guys.
Oh yeah, and we're definitely gonna be ready for that. They're gonna preach that. Every year we have. We just gotta make sure the guys up front, you know, just take the ball off the tee, and you know, make sure the ball is kicked deep. So.